The contention of the defense that the Bentley lurched and that it was a concussion that was causing the problems, but no witnesses have testified to that.
That's right. So we heard from a lot of witnesses yesterday, including many who arrived on the scene shortly thereafter. None of them saying that he said, "There I am in my car. The next thing I know, my car lurches forward." You would think that if that's actually what happened, when he's telling people again and again what happened, how it happened, he would have said, my car, I lost control of it. Suddenly it shot forward. That's the sort of thing that jurors talk about when they get back into the jury room, when they start evaluating the totality of the account. And can we believe it? It's the sort of thing you can expect those jurors to discuss
right,
back in the jury.
Except when we heard from the girlfriend yesterday, the first phone call he made didn't say a word to her about the head. And in some ways, her testimony was kind of surprising, quite short.
Yeah, very short. But she was never that important a witness. She's a salacious witness, I mean, in particular because she's now his daughter as well. but she's not that important in terms of actually providing evidence in this case. You know, this thing about the car does make you wonder whether he's going to have to take the stand. Who else is going to be able to testify that that's what happened? Yes, the defense says they'll bring in experts from Bentley who will talk about problems with the car, that this kind of car had issues, etc. But to say that it actually happened in this case...
And you're usually leery about putting defendants on the stand, but here you think you might have to.
I am. In most cases, I would tell you I don't think the defendant's going to take the stand. And look, it totally depends on how he would do in a mock cross-examination that I'm assuring you that his defense attorney has done to either help him prepare to get on the stand or to convince him not to take the stand, one of those two. But this just may be one of those cases where the best shot they have is to have him get up there and try and explain exactly what happened.
How about this testimony of Lisa Pembleton, the prosecution star witness? Matt mentioned in his piece that Roy Black, the defense attorney, eviscerated her, but you think that Black has to be a little bit careful about how far he goes.
She just comes across as this kind of reluctant witness, not someone who necessarily wants to be there, not someone who's looking for the big payout, and the allegation from the defense is that she's trying to sort of work with the plaintiffs in the context of a civil lawsuit. A little bit dangerous here, very important witness, because she's the one who actually convinces him to call 911.
And the prosecution not making a very big deal about the fact that the girlfriend is now the daughter?
Yeah, no, and not at all. I mean, I don't think that's going to be a particularly significant issue in this case until maybe the sentencing, again, probably shouldn't matter then, but as I said, I've said before, I think it's impossible to keep that out of the trial entirely in any way, shape, or form, even if it means psychologically in terms of the judge or whoever.
Okay, Dan Abrams, thanks very much.